in December of 2013, Shia LaBeouf was found to have plagiarized parts of his short film Howard Cantor. After being caught, he went ahead and he pulled the film from the film festivals that it was appearing at, and also pulled it from YouTube. And he apologized. He issued a fairly sincere apology for having done that to the writer of the text whose work he plagiarized. And after that, he continued with his apologies, which we found out later, I guess a week or two after he began issuing them, that they were also plagiarized. So he was issuing apologies that were written by other people as well, which sort of called into question whether or not he was sincere at all with the string of apologies. And at one point, he tried to explain that all of this plagiarist behavior was really a performance art piece. And he started tweeting a series of statements about performance art, that it was revolutionary, you know, sort of things that you might expect to find maybe in a manifesto about performance art. All these statements about performance art that he had been tweeting as his own were actually lifted from a couple of different performance artists, including myself.
Do you think what he's doing is authentic, or is it a publicity ploy? And how does it relate to recent celebrities who have kind of delved into performance art, such as Joaquin Phoenix with his documentary, and James Franco, who's been working with the form for many years now?
Yes, I don't think that there's necessarily a hard line. I mean, one of the fantastic aspects of performance art is that it's always able to sort of reject its own conventions and remake itself for any particular purpose. In this case, I think that he sort of, by starting out with what appeared to be a very sincere apology, and then offering later on more of a series of subsequent round of apologies that became less and less sincere, I think that initial legit sincere apology sort of calls into question whether or not he began this entire endeavor of apologies as an intended performance or not. I think that it becomes a little bit hazy, the line about whether or not it's real art or if it's just a celebrity stunt.
The idea of labeling it performance, a hashtag RT, the retweet thing for Twitter, is kind of playing into the idea of it being a represented work of art. And I think there's some validity to that, but I question his motivations. And I see in celebrities that they tend to do some crazy things and then go, oh, wait, no, it's performance art.
Unlike painting or unlike dance, where there's you can tell if a dancer has skill, if they have training. If you're, let's say that it's ballet, you kind of know what the rubric is for good movement. Or with painting, if someone's doing a representational piece, you know if it looks like the subject that it's supposed to or not. And in performance, anybody can do it. Anybody can walk up and begin doing a performance. And because of that, it lends itself really well to a quick, easy excuse to buy yourself out of a situation by simply saying that it was art. And for that, that's one of the reasons that it's very powerful, but that's also one of the reasons that, you have pieces like I Am Sorry, which are sort of pop, watered-down versions of the original pieces that they're referencing or borrowing from.
Performance art is a great tool for activists, and you kind of demonstrated that yesterday with your LaBeouf piece that you performed outside as you were protesting. Can you talk about your relationship with performance art as a form of activism?
The thing about performance art is, you know, you basically need three things. You need the performer, you need the audience, and you need the act by the performer. And I think that it's, unlike some other art forms, the presence, the physical presence of the artist is in the moment, in real time, something that can't be reproduced, that is, it's an open structure, so you have the ability to pull in real time what's happening with the audience, what's happening in the space around you. It's just you. It's just you making a statement on a concrete level, on an abstract level. And when I did my performance yesterday, it was called La Beef, and I basically strapped with duct tape a beef patty to the top of each of my shoe, and I put on a bag over my head, a LaBeouf-style bag with the text on it that read, "We Were Never Famous." And I began a slow walk past the crowd. There was just absolute silence.
And do you feel you reached more people through that one performance than you had earlier in the day when you were handing out flyers to everyone?
I would say that I reached them in a different way. You know, in talking to people, of course, I got to hear their stories also about plagiarism that they had suffered, and also impart to them a little bit of performance art history. A lot of people didn't know that the piece that Shia was doing in the gallery was, you know, had been borrowed from a 1974 piece by Marina. And so there was that kind of dialogue that was happening. But here, during the performance that I was doing, I think that it was reaching them on a more emotional and visual level. I think we had sort of communed in a way that wasn't possible when I was just speaking to them and about what, you know, those, some of the issues were with plagiarism and the fact that I've been plagiarized.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add on this?
I guess the only thing that I would add is that I showed up with the hope that of just putting a face to the issue of plagiarism, that, you know, there's the entertainment value of someone like Shia LaBeouf plagiarizing in the same way that we sort of get that sensationalist excitement at any time that a celebrity does something crazy. But, you know, at the end of all of this, he gets to move on. All of his fans move on. The story's forgotten, but there's still the artist who's not famous, who maybe doesn't have money, who doesn't have a PR machinery, who's just, they're only driven to create. That's all they have. That's all they want to do. That's all they live for. And if they're, you know, at the end of it, if they're left feeling simply violated and their work taken, then I think I hope that that is what remains with the public when the next time that this, you know, that a celebrity does something like this.